Vance Hartke, Indiana Liberal, on This Moment of Indiana History. Since the early 20th century, Indiana has been known for its conservative political and social slant. On occasion, however, individual politicians have broken that mold. Born in Pike County in 1919, Vance Hartke was a small-town boy who graduated from the University of Evansville, served in World War II, and returned for a law degree from Indiana University. Hartke and his wife Martha settled in Evansville, where he practiced law and entered politics. In 1955, Hartke became the mayor of Evansville and began to show his bent for liberal social policies by integrating the city's swimming pool years before other Indiana cities. Elected to the U.S. Senate in 1958, Hartke was the first Democratic senator from Indiana in two decades. In the Senate, Hartke supported Democratic presidents Kennedy and Johnson on civil rights issues, Medicare and Medicaid, the Peace Corps, environmental legislation, and student loan programs. He also worked hard for his Indiana constituency, directing federal funds to the state for agriculture, flood control, pharmaceutical research, and transportation. Hartke became known most widely for his growing opposition to U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War. His 1970 campaign, in the midst of Richard Nixon's continuing escalation of the war, was just barely successful. In 1976, Hartke lost to Richard Lugar, rising Republican star and former mayor of Indianapolis. Hartke retired to a legal career in Indiana and Washington, D.C. In 2003, his New York Times obituary announced, "Vance Hartke, 84, anti-war senator from Indiana, dies." A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.